your home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Fight the trailer, shot, score!
You are now listening to The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McElligan. This is your inside perspective on the NHL, players, the Blue Jackets, and more.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
Here's former Jacket Jody Shelley and the voice of the Jackets, Bob McElligan.
Welcome to the Inside Edge, actually the final edition of the Inside Edge for the 2015-2016 season. I'm Bob McElligan alongside of Jody Shelley. The Blue Jackets getting set to play a couple more road games before they return home, going to play tomorrow in Brooklyn against the New York Islanders and then head off to Carolina for a game on Saturday before returning home on Monday night to take on the New York Rangers on Fan Appreciation Night. Jody, when you look at this team in the last couple of games, they're coming off losses. They came off a loss in Nashville last Saturday that head coach John Tortorella called embarrassing. He said it was embarrassing to the organization, vowed that that would never happen again with this club. They went into Washington on Monday. They played a much better game, but they lost that game 4-1 to the best team in the NHL, and now they're looking to face an Islanders team that is very hungry for points tomorrow. You've been there as a player. You've been on teams that are going to the playoffs. You've been there on teams that are not going to the playoffs. What is the mental state of players right now that are on a team that's really, honestly, it's going nowhere right now except home in a couple of days?
Well, the mental state is, listen, there's practice, there's preparation, the coach prepares you, it's game time, and we hear it in training camp, we hear it in preseason, we hear it in midseason, we hear it at the end of the season. Teams just want to play the right way, and it's playing as a group. So in Nashville, there was no team play whatsoever, and they got exposed. They regrouped against the Capitals, and they played much better. A very good team game. Five guys anticipating on the same page. It was a good game, but the score was not indicative of how that game was played. It was much tighter. They come out with a loss, which at the end of the day is the only thing that really matters. I shouldn't say that, but you look at the wins and losses, right? They played a better game, so they should feel better about themselves than they did in the Nashville game. So they're building, Bob, but players want points, players want wins, and players want to feel good about themselves when they're around each other. So they're looking for something positive. And when John Tortorella got here after eight games in the season this year, the first thing he says is, I want these guys to feel good about themselves. They're looking for that every day, every game. Whether it's the last game of the year, they want to end the season on a win. So as we prepare here in New York City to get ready for the New York Islanders, this team is going to be preparing for that game tomorrow night. So their mindset is, hey, we'll deal with the end of the season when it's done, but let's go try to knock down this Islanders team.
And coming into today, here are the standings at the start of the day today. The Blue Jackets with 68 points. There are three teams behind them. So they are fourth from the bottom. Three teams behind them. And all of those teams, Vancouver, Toronto, Edmonton, have 1 point less than the Blue Jackets. We would have never guessed that this team would be sitting in this situation. We thought they were going to be at the top of the Metropolitan Division. We thought they had a chance to be in the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference. I still look at these standings, and I look at the team that's here, and I look at the guys, and there's sometimes I still can't believe it. Even this late into the season, I can't believe they're sitting in this spot.
I know, and it's been a tough year, and you know what? I was at home today, and I was thinking about the Chicago Blackhawks, and I remember going into that building, and they're so elite, and they've done so many great things. But listen, I remember going into that building when there was nobody there, and there was nothing but dysfunction. And our organization is not even close to what kind of dysfunction they had there. And I think about their first round last year. Remember last year in the first round, they were getting exposed, and it was a moment when Taves put his arm around the goaltender because there was a goaltending a little bit of a problem there. And it was a picture that you remember right till the end because it ended up, they turned around the series. And I think it was Minnesota they were playing in the first round. I can't remember who they were playing, but they turned around the series and it was a moment of, they're going to face adversity. And they're only as good as they are because they have elite talent, high-end talent, good leadership, and a good culture. You know, we're going to talk to Jarmo Kekäläinen during this show, and he's a guy that's trying to build one of those organizations. And listen, These times, these lean times are what we're going to have to look back on. And you're going to have this feeling, again, maybe in a point next year, but hopefully when we get into training camp. And I think it's going to be the exciting point of this organization this summer. There's a lot to look forward to. And, you know, we're at a spot right now where, Bob, it's not good for anybody. Anybody to do with the organization, anybody that's ever been a fan, everybody that's ever bought a ticket. But you know what? There's this organization has been like this, but this is a healthy place. And I honestly think that we've learned a lot this year, and there's not going to be a tremendous amount of changes, and that's good. It means that there's depth, and we've got to go in that direction.
The biggest change is going to be attitude, and I think it has been attitude. And when I talked with John Tortorella before the Washington game, he was talking about, he said, I can't whip my players at this time of the year because there's nothing to play for. He's trying to instill an attitude, but he also is a realist of the situation. And I asked him point blank, I said, are you going to be more mean next year? And I mean right out of the gate. And he didn't say yes to that, but he talked about training camp and the expectations of the training camp. And if guys don't do their work over the summer, they're not going to make it through the training camp. And that, you can't just come in and think everything's going to be handed to you on a silver platter. And I think, even though we've talked about that time and time again the last couple of years, and this is no offense to anybody that was running this team as a head coach prior to him, this is his mindset. This is the way, not only is this the way he thinks, not only is this what he says, but we've seen it throughout the year with his healthy scratches. He follows through on what he says.
Well, anyone that has no idea what goes on should not be surprised by that statement you just made. I mean, that's what you expect. These guys need to come in and earn everything, and they need to be pushed to some kind of limit so that they know that training camp is not going to be easy, and it sets the standard. It's going to be in the offseason. I remember, and we've talked about it on this show, in Philadelphia, there was three tests, and one was a body fat, one was a jump test, and another one was like a sit-up test. I mean, you could do it. I could do it easily. But I still had anxiety about it. I was like, oh, my goodness, I got to get prepared for this test. And I'll tell you what, Jack Johnson sat in his stall in November of this season and was already anguishing about John Tortorella's training camp coming next season. So there's a real feeling, and it's going to be gut-wrenching come July, August, and September when you know it's right around the corner. Did I do enough? Am I prepared? Should I do more? What should I do? Call my trainer. Yeah, that's the urgency that we need. We need to be jealous and mad during the playoffs because that's the emotions. You don't fight it. You should be jealous that the team that you should be ahead of is now going to have a chance to win a Stanley Cup, and there's players that are new heroes on that team. Get jealous. Get mad. Get upset. And remember that coming into training camp for game one of next season.
One thing that we've seen here in the last couple of days and last couple of weeks, we saw Oliver Bjorkstrand get called up here about a week and a half or so ago, getting an opportunity from the Lake Erie Monsters to make his NHL debut, scores a couple of goals. And I know John Tortorella likes his game. It's not showing up. The number of points isn't showing up yet, but it will. He's a young guy and a smaller guy who has to make the adjustment. Then yesterday, Zach Werenski shows up in Cleveland. He gets signed by the organization, first to an amateur tryout and then to a full-blown entry-level contract. He's going to play with the Lake Erie Monsters and go through their playoff run with them after coming out of Michigan. And then you've got Sonny Milano, who just earlier today was called up to the Blue Jackets and is going to make his debut tomorrow in Brooklyn. Grew up on Long Island. That's where his parents are from, Long Island. So the New York Islanders, that's where they were before they moved to Brooklyn. This has got to be a great experience for him. He's been hot lately in the minor leagues, so we're seeing guys getting live and in-person auditions right now, which, again, these aren't bad things because these are high draft pick guys.
This is not what we want to be talking about, but I agree with you.
I said at the beginning of the year, I hope I see none of these guys, and I've seen every one of these
guys. I know, and I understand it. I feel it exactly the way you do, but you know what? We're going to talk to Yarmo. We're going to try to catch up with Zach Werenski here today, and yeah, this is where we're at. So if the situation we're in, make the best of it, and let's take a look at these guys. Let's see Sonny Milano in Long Island, in Brooklyn, against the desperate New York Islanders. See what they got. What have they drafted? What are they thinking? And where are we going with this team? Why not? Let's take a look. Let's see what Zach Werenski does in Chicago for this road series. He's going to jump into his first professional hockey, figure out where they're at so that we don't come to camp next year and everybody's kidding themselves, because that has been a problem here in the past, not with this regime, but it's been here in the past where come this time of year, it's talking about how many draft picks are in the lineup or how many people can be make the lineup next year. Forget about it. Let's not kid ourselves. And I like what they're going to, I like their approach. Take them here, see what they are. If they're not ready, send them back and let them know what they have to work on.
I think it's also important for guys like Nick Foligno, Brandon Dubinsky, Scott Hartnell, Matt Calvert, Cam Atkinson. They need to see it too. They need to see the young kids that are pushing and trying to take their jobs on an everyday basis. Don't you agree?
No question. That's how an organization gets better. I was uncomfortable my whole career, and that's just how it was as a fourth-line grinder. I had someone breathing down my neck, and that feeling is what drove me to the next and the next and the next year. And that's, you need that. If you have a guy that comes, and this is how good teams get better. Your players that are relied on this year cannot come back. Boone Jenner can't come back and be the same. Ryan Murray can't come back and be the same. He's got to be better. And whether it's a step or there's got to be something better that you're bringing. You're more mature, but it's got to be the full package. It's got to take the next step. Because before long, you're going to be at the point in your career where he's slowed down a little bit. He's lost a step. That happens too quick. So we need, as an organization, all those guys, Bobrovsky, Korpisalo, Jenner, Murray, I can list them all in that core group, Dalton Prout. If they don't come back better, we're going nowhere.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk with the general manager of the Blue Jackets, Jarmo Kekäläinen, about just these very things as we continue with the Inside Edge on 97.1 The Fan. Welcome back to the Inside Edge here on 97.1 The Fan. Bob McElligott and Jody Shelley with you. Blue Jackets back in action tomorrow night in Brooklyn. They'll take on the Islanders at 7 o'clock in a game you'll be able to hear right here on The Fan. We're joined right now by the general manager of the Blue Jackets, Jarmo Kekäläinen. And Jarmo, as you go down the stretch in these last couple of games here, we know how we feel. We're pretty sure we know how John Tortorella feels. What do you feel like right now at this time of year? What goes through your mind in regards to your team?
Well, it's frustrating to see where we are in the standings, obviously, and it's been a tough year that way. But we're trying to look at the things to come in the future, and we're getting a look at a couple of the good young prospects here with Oliver Bjorkstrand and Sonny Milano in the next game, and we got Zach Werenski signed. So we're trying to look at the bright side here and get ready for the draft, and the lottery obviously will be exciting on the 30th. And those are things we're looking forward to, and we still think that we have a good young team that's going to get better. And regardless of the tough year in the standings, we believe our future's bright.
Yeah, it really has been a big week when you talk about the couple of things that you just mentioned, and especially the signing of Zach Werenski. He comes out of Michigan after his sophomore year. But what I thought was even more exciting about it is the way that you guys approached it, the way you agreed to it with his agent, that you're able to sign him. He's going right to Cleveland. He's going to be in the positive atmosphere of the Lake Erie Monsters going into the playoffs, and that's how he is going to get acclimated to pro hockey. You're not going to bring him here in a season that's winding down. How important was that for you to get him into a real positive atmosphere and let him play under those conditions?
Well, I think we both sides agreed on that, both Zach and his representatives and us. We thought that was the best thing to do here, get his feet wet in the pro side in Cleveland. On a team that's competing for a championship there. They have a good team. They're going to make the playoffs, and they should be able to make a deep run. And they're going to get better with Zach joining them. So that's going to be a great experience for him. And like I said, get his feet wet, get ready for the camp next year. This is the best way to do it. He'll get a lot of ice time there, and he'll be a big addition to that team. So we're looking forward to seeing him there. I'm actually going to travel to Chicago, see his first two games there this weekend.
Jarmo, why did you sign him to a tryout agreement first? How does that? I saw that happen first, and then he signed the NHL contract. Maybe I should know this, but I just wondered why that happened.
There's no particular reason, really, for the order that it happened in. It was just we were working on the details for his NHL contract. The one thing he couldn't do because of the rules is that he could not sign a contract, play here in the NHL, then he would be ineligible to play in the playoffs for the Lake Erie Monsters. So that was one of the restrictions that we knew we had. So That's why the tryout in the American League and not an assignment, because that wasn't possible.
How excited are you about this team? I mean, good American League teams that have had success, it really translates well to the NHL, and it really has the players in the NHL on watch. When you're at home and you're not in the playoffs with a big club, but the minor league team is making noise throughout that league, how excited about you are you about that whole situation right now?
It's very important for us. And the other important thing there is that our young prospects are in big roles on that team. Sonny Milano's been the first star of the last two games and scored four goals there and really getting into the rhythm right now. And Oliver Bjerkstrand got a call up before. Sonny had played very well lately in the American League and showed some goal scoring here at the NHL level as well. We've seen Josh Anderson on this level here, and he's playing and having a great season in Lake Erie. Kirby Reichel keeps being a big part there as well. So we got a lot of young guys there that are playing well, being a big part of that program and the team, and hopefully we'll gain another level of experience from the deep playoff run.
Realistically, this team could look a lot different here in Columbus next year. That's internal, and plus other things that could happen this summer. It could be a big summer right now.
Yeah, well, that's the way we have to look at it. Obviously, the disappointment this year, we're gonna look at all different avenues to get better here. But I think that internally we will get better from the young guys that'll have another season under their belt, get stronger in the off season, and then come as better and stronger and bigger and faster players for our next year's team. But we're also looking at all the different areas that we need to improve on, and we'll make the necessary changes for sure.
Talking with General Manager Jarmo Kekäläinen of the Blue Jackets. And Jarmo, what a difference a year makes. Last year you were going down the stretch, you were winning a whole bunch of games, and I know that you thought that you had the right mix here. And as you were just talking about, you always say you're going to do whatever it takes to make your team better. You did that this summer when you went and you got Brandon Saad. But does this give you maybe what's going on now? Does it give you a better picture of what you actually have? And, you know, we always talk about winning masks some of the warts. And did that happen last year? And do you have a much better grasp on exactly what you have this year and what changes that you need to make or you certainly would like to make during the summer?
Well, you know, last year when we went 15-1-1, some people would say that, you know, it doesn't mean anything. And it didn't mean anything because we were out of the playoffs. But saying that it's easy to win games that there's no pressure on. Well, it's not easy to win in this league, and we can see it this year. We've played some good hockey in after the midseason. We were already kind of out of the playoffs. We were winning some games against some very good teams, and now we've struggled a little bit lately, and there's no pressure, and we still have a good team, but it's hard to win. And every team's in there right now. Most of the teams are still competing for playoffs or getting ready for playoffs, and no matter what, you know, you look at Toronto play right now, they're last place in the NHL or just past Edmonton, I think, with their win last night. But they're playing well. They're a young team. They're an up-and-coming team with lots of talent. But regardless of what people think of if you can go for a stretch of wins at the end of the season, there's no easy games in this league. You know, we just have to evaluate the performance, the attitude, the pride that we have amongst our group here and the work ethic and all those important values that we try to carry into every day of practice and every game that we play and make our decisions accordingly.
Do you have any concern about the goaltending position? I guess more specifically, Sergei Bobrovsky, his health that he hasn't been able to keep the last couple of years, his performance when he has been healthy. Do you have concerns about him? And if you do, are they kind of alleviated a little bit by the play of Jonas Korpisalo this year and him giving you a glimpse of what he might be able to be? I know it's early, but what he might be able to be in this league.
I don't have any concerns of Bobrovsky's play when he's healthy, and I think that he's approaching his training a little bit differently now from the experience of having had those injuries. And he's a smart athlete. He's a very very hardworking athlete, obviously, and he puts a very demanding schedule ahead of himself all the time to prepare for games and practices, and I think he will have to approach it a little bit different way in the future, because the human body can only take so much, and he's putting us a lot of stress on it, but his ability is well documented. When he's on top of his game, he's one of the best goalies in this league. Obviously, Jonas Korpisalo's performance has been great glimpse of our future here. He's shown that he can play in this league. He's shown he can win in this league and be a very good goaltender, and he's only going to get better. He's 21 years old.
Yarmo, I'm going to go back to the prospects, and you talk about Werenski. That process seemed to happen pretty quick from the outsiders, but what was that? Was that quite a lengthy process for you guys at in the management of the Blue Jackets?
We always try to give them the piece of concentrating into their own program and not bother them too much during the year. We have Chris Clark obviously working with him almost after every game and during the practice season as well, just to make sure that we have hands on with his development. So we have a pretty good idea what his thought process is as far as the schedule and how to proceed on his pro career. But we're not putting any decisions in front of him until his hockey season's done. And we felt that he'd be ready to take the next step. I think him and his parents felt that he was ready to take the next step as well as his agent, Pat Brisson. So as soon as his season was over, we all got together and we were pretty much on the same page right from the start. And it didn't take that long after that. But internally, we'd been thinking about this all season long, even right after the draft, because physically he's such a mature young man. But as the season progressed and the way he played in the World Juniors and during this college hockey season, we felt that he was definitely ready to take the next step.
Will we see him in a Blue Jackets jersey?
I think that you will see him in short order. He's going to have an important camp coming for next season, and he'll be in Traverse City, and he'll go through the steps like everybody else and hopefully make our team.
And what about, so not this season. We won't see him with the remaining games of the season.
No.
Okay, that's what I was asking. And the other thing is, I always wonder, like you got a kid now in Milano, it's his first NHL experience. Do you get to make that call? And how excited was he to be able to join the team?
I'm assuming, I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm assuming he's very excited. He gets to play in front of his folks in Brooklyn, and his family's from Long Island, so I think it'll be great for him. And I think that, you know, the timing couldn't be any better for him and his family, so we're excited for him too. But most importantly, he earned his call-up, which is the right way. We want to call up anybody at any time. And like I said, he had two games where he was first star in a row and scored four goals and had been working extremely hard and improving his game, and he was the guy that deserved to be called up.
Yarmo, just one more thing for you. You just mentioned how important the camp will be for Werenski when we get to the fall. My question for you is, and I think this is one that a lot of people have in their minds, going into your training camp next fall, are there any guaranteed spots on this team, or does everybody have to fight for a spot here?
Well, I think in the ideal world, you always say that everybody has to earn their spot. You know, contract situations obviously make it a little bit harder to remove certain players than if they don't deserve the spot. But knowing the start that we had to this year and the end result of this year where we end up in the standings at the end of the year, I don't think that anybody should take their job for granted.
Perfect. Thank you, Yarmo. We appreciate it very much. And enjoy going to Chicago and watching Zach Werenski this weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
I will.
Yarmo Kekalainen, Blue Jackets general manager, joining us. Stay tuned. The Inside Edge continues here on 97.1 The Fan. Welcome back to the Inside Edge, 97.1 The Fan. I'm Bob McElligott, joined by Jody Shelley. Blue Jackets in Brooklyn tomorrow night to take on the Islanders. That's a 7 o'clock face-off at a game you'll be able to hear right here on The Fan. Right now, we're joined by the newest member of the Blue Jackets organization, and we're joined by defenseman Zach Werenski right now. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
What's it been like your first couple of pro practices since arriving in Cleveland, leaving Ann Arbor and going to Cleveland?
It's been great. Getting here, me and the guys, getting familiar with the pace and systems. You know, everyone's been great, and I'm really excited to get started.
What's this week been like for you? I mean, when did you decide that this is how it was going to be? Was this something that just kind of came together this week?
It crosses your mind throughout the season. You know, mainly you're trying to focus on winning with the team you're on. And, you know, as the season came towards an end, I kind of had to think about it more. And right when the season ended, I just felt as if I was ready to take the next step in hockey. And, you know, me and my parents talked on Sunday after we lost and just kind of felt like it was right.
Zach, have you followed the Blue Jackets pretty closely this season?
Yes, I have.
And so you've been watching, and do you see where you could fit in? Are you excited about, I mean, obviously the season hasn't been good, but, I mean, they need someone to come in here and help out. Do you see yourself as being a guy that can do that?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a tough question. You know, I'm confident in the way I play hockey, so I feel as if someday, you know, hopefully I can crack the Blue Jackets lineup and be someone that helps the team win. But for now, I'm going to, you know, focus on Lake Erie and getting the job done there.
How about the process of going through, you know, your college? I didn't get to go to college, but I bet it was a lot of fun. It must have been a great thing. But when do you start thinking, okay, you know what, I need to really, really think about my future here and maybe turning pro and take a run at this?
I think right after the draft, I kind of started thinking about it. Just kind of when it's right for me and when I feel like I'll be ready. And then after World Juniors, it crossed my mind again, and I started thinking about it a little bit more. And, you know, as the season goes on, you have to kind of just, you know, you have to get selfish and make the right decision for you and your family. And, you know, Michigan was unbelievable, and without them, I wouldn't be where I am right now. But I think that it was just the right decision for me to move on and kind of get focused more on hockey.
And what's been the biggest difference? You've been in Michigan now for 2 years. When you look back, I mean, it's different. When you walk in the door, you think you have it figured out. When you look back, what's been the biggest change or a couple things that now you look back and say, boy, I've really grown in this area of my game, or maybe even off the ice and personal?
Yeah, I think the coaches do a great job of just developing your game as a whole. Towards the end of the season, I felt like I was playing some of my strongest hockey, and that was just because I feel like everything the coaches threw at me for 2 years just started to click. I think, you know, they do a good job of really developing their players into, you know, just – I think they just do a good job of developing their players into what you want to be. You know, for me personally, I had to work on being harder to play against, and I think they did a great job helping me do that. Off the ice, I feel like you just grow as a person too, being around kids that are your own age, and going to class and stuff like that, living on your own. So I feel like the whole experience was great for me.
Talking with defenseman Zach Werenski. He signed with the Blue Jackets this week and is playing with the Lake Erie Monsters. You know, Red Berenson is a guy that you played for in Michigan the last 2 years. Of course, he's very highly respected in the game. He played in the NHL. What was it like to be around a guy like that for almost, you know, every waking moment of the hockey season in the last 2 years for you?
It was unbelievable. Just kind of learning from him and how he carries himself. Whenever he walks in a room, if the mood completely changes, everyone kind of focuses on him. And, you know, it's for me personally, it was unbelievable to play for him. Just to get a chance to play for him for 2 years and learn from him, you know, as my coach was nothing short of great. You know, it was the best decision I ever made was going there.
Did you seek his advice when you were thinking about when it was time for you to go pro, or is that something you just made the decision with your family?
I just made it with my family. I feel like that's kind of a family decision. You know, everyone will have their own opinion on what you should and shouldn't do, but I think when it comes down to it, you just have to do what's best for yourself.
Yeah, and you guys had a talented team there. As a matter of fact, you got some other teammates that are turning pro as well, so there are guys that you were playing with that hopefully very soon you're going to be playing against, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think on Friday night I'm playing Justin Selman, who is one of the senior guys on our team. He just signed with St. Louis, and he's in Chicago, so you know, hopefully I get to play against him on Friday night. That'd be fun. So, yeah, it's going to be cool to end up playing against some of these guys.
Are you going to have any nerves on Friday? I mean, you've played a lot of hockey this year, and you've played in big games, and you've played in front of big crowds, but all of a sudden you're going to be at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois. You're going to be taking on the Chicago Wolves. You're going to be wearing a different sweater. You're going to be with different teammates. Have you thought about how that's going to feel for you?
I have. I usually don't get nervous. I think there's maybe been one or two games where I've been pretty nervous in my hockey career, and I think I'll probably be pretty nervous on Friday night. Just turning pro and playing your first professional game, it's something you've always wanted to do. You know, since I was a little kid, just play professional hockey, and Friday night will be the first time I do, hopefully. So, yeah, I think I'll be pretty nervous. I think I'll be more excited, though.
Yeah, and it's a road game, too. So do you prefer maybe kind of starting on the road, getting your feet wet away from the home crowd there in Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a preference. I think it will be nice, though, to go on the road and play against another team. Just kind of, you know, learn the league a little bit before coming back to Cleveland and playing here. But, yeah, I'm just really excited to play.
All right, I've got to ask you this. You said that, you know, you weren't very nervous in many games, but you came back to Columbus after development camp. You came here a couple times during the season for Michigan. You played one time over at the Schottenstein Center, but the second time you played at Nationwide Arena. What were those games like for you to come into a city and then come into a building where you know that you have a really good chance to play in the NHL? What were those feelings like for you this year?
They were good. I mean, I feel like I was really excited to play in both of those games, more so at Nationwide. It's tough when your team doesn't show up in really either of them, but, you know, they were great games, and personally I was pretty excited. I wasn't too nervous, more anxious, and just kind of wanted to play well, as if, you know, you do every game. But, yeah, those were great games, and the one at Nationwide I had a lot of fun in, and just going out there and looking around, I thought it was pretty cool.
Hey, Zach, how ready do you feel? Because you've got Mike Komisarek, who played a long time in the National Hockey League. You've got Chris Clark, who's a long time. He was actually a captain in the Washington Capitals for 3 seasons. I think I saw his picture on the. We were just there the other day, and those guys are surrounding you and telling you a lot. I'm sure a lot of great stories, what to look forward to. Does that really give you a good feeling coming into this pro lifestyle?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like being around them and just hearing what they have to say is huge. You know, I'm not really sure how ready or how close I think I am to making it to the NHL, but I feel as if I'm ready, you know, to play on Friday night and help Lake Erie win. And I'm confident in what I can do. The coaches have been great and talked a lot. So, you know, without them, I don't think I would be as confident as I am right now.
And is there anyone that you kind of you play like, or you looked up to as a kid, or you think plays a good style that maybe you would like to adapt or play like?
Growing up, I liked to watch Nick Lidstrom. Being from Detroit, that's kind of, you know, the one guy that sticks out to me. And being a defenseman, it was so great just to watch him play. The way he was positioned, the way he used the stick and shot through, he was just so smart out there. So for me, it's kind of something I try and add to my game.
You know, Jody was just talking about the guys that have played in the league that are on the outside now and that are talking to you. What kind of conversations have you had with your current teammates on the Lake Erie Monsters, who are led by a great captain in Ryan Craig, who's been up and down, he's got great experience. What kind of words of wisdom have you gotten from any of those guys on the team as you look to make this pro debut?
Just to go have fun with it, just play hockey. It's just another hockey game. You know, if you don't enjoy it, you probably won't, you know, play your best. So, for me, going into Friday night, I'm going to take it all in. I'm going to enjoy it, have fun with it, and just go play my hardest.
And you're going to miss Sonny Milano. How you excited are you for him to be called up here today?
Yeah, that's awesome. And he's playing in New York, so it's pretty cool. You know, I'm really happy for him. He's a great kid, and, yeah, he deserves it.
Come on, be honest now. That gives you a little bit of glimpse that someday you can't wait to get that first game in Detroit, right?
I can't wait for that one. Hopefully it happens in the near future, but, yeah, I'm excited for that.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you one more. Do you want it to happen next year because it's the last year of Joe Louis Arena? Would you like to play in the old building?
Yeah, I thought about that, and I would like to play at Joe Louis before it's done. So I'm going to be working all summer, so hopefully playing that game.
All right. Well, John Tortorella always says it's up to the player. It's not up to the coaches and the GM. It's up to the player. So it's on you. But, Zach, thanks so much for taking some time with us. We really do appreciate it. And as you just said, and as the advice that you've gotten, have fun against the Chicago Wolves in Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, guys.
All right. Zach Werenski, defenseman for the Lake Erie Monsters, joining us here on the Inside Edge. We'll wrap up today's show next on 97.1 The Fan. Welcome back to the final segment of the final show of the year, The Inside Edge. Bob McKelly and Jody Schelling with you. The reason this is the last show is because the Blue Jackets will be playing next week, but we have a game on Wednesday. We'll play in Toronto against the Maple Leafs.
Toronto.
And speaking of Toronto, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But
Toronto.
I thought that Toronto was a team that was never going to win another game.
Say it again. Toronto.
Toronto. How do you want me to say it?
That's it. You nailed it.
I said Toronto. Okay. Anyway, I thought they were never going to win another game after the trade deadline.
No, thank goodness
they
did. I
mean, they tried to bottom out like crazy. I mean, they're just – it's the Austin Matthews sweepstake is on. And even – here's the whole thing. We talked about it earlier with the Blue Jackets being just 1 point ahead of three other teams. You know what? Even if you're dead last in the league, you know what your chances are of winning the lottery and getting the first overall pick?
25%?
Yeah, like 20%, something like that. And so it's not – you know, they try to talk teams out of tanking. You know, and making themselves bad on purpose. But everybody's going to be sitting around looking at the same thing. I mean, let's be honest. If you're the Blue Jackets and John Tortorella, he's going to put Boone Jenner back on the wing with Brandon Dubinsky and Cam Atkinson. He's going to go back to that line that had worked for him for weeks on end. He has said that was our best line. That's what we're going to go with. But he wanted to see Boone Jenner play in the middle. And he had said, well, you know, we've got to look at the draft and see what we have and right. what we need to do. So let's be completely honest. You lost to Ryan Johansson. And I'm not one, and I know you're really not one, to say that 18-year-olds can come in and all of a sudden change the course of the future for a team in 10 minutes. But Austin Matthews is a big centerman.
Connor McDavid.
And he's a guy that's playing pro hockey right now, overseas. I think he comes in ahead of the curve from other guys. He's playing for Mark Crawford, who won a Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche. He's already in that mindset. If the Blue Jackets were able to add a player like that, I think it makes a big difference. And if they can't add a player like that, if it doesn't work out, they now know Boone Jenner can play in the middle if they need him to.
Absolutely, and that's smart use and not kidding yourself about where you're at. And that's really what this business, I mean, any business. The longer you spend time thinking you have something you don't, the longer before you realize you don't have it, and usually it's too late by then. So proactive, this team has been proactive, and you know what? We said it early in the show. We didn't want to be doing this, but I think it's awesome that they're doing it right now because it's about next year, and it's been about next year for a couple months here now, that's just the reality of it. And if you're going to get out of it, you got to get out with it with skilled, good people, hardworking people. And if Austin Matthews, I don't look at him as an 18-year-old, and you're right, it's because he's not hanging out with 18-year-olds and he's not playing against 18-year-olds and he's being coached by one of the toughest coaches as far as how he treats his players and how he's accountable. Tough in a good way. He just wants to win. And that all, when you look back at that, I always talk about looking back, but you don't realize at the time the value of that, and he's already gone through that a year. So if they get Matthews, great, but you're right. If they don't, they know exactly what they need, and that's important now. They've got Werenski in the cupboard. Milano's a skilled forward. Bjorkstrand is here, so we talked about those three. But don't forget about Josh Anderson, Michael Chaput, and there's players that are down there chomping at the bit that we haven't seen. But, you know, they'll be moving and progressing in the right direction this summer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And
about
if they
that.
Can win, Bob, if Lake yeah. Erie can win, if they can win the whole thing, it does something to that group. And we saw it in Grand Rapids. They're strong. Mrazek and eight of those teammates all won the championship together. Syracuse with Tampa, they haven't won, but it makes them. It galvanizes them.
Well, hey, that team, and let's go to that one because that's the best example. Yes, Grand Rapids won the cup and. Now, some people might say, well, Detroit's not going to make the playoffs this year. Well, so what? Big deal. But let's look at Tampa. It's a better example because one year they won the cup when they were in Norfolk. That's where their affiliate
that's
was.
That's right.
The next year they made the move to Syracuse. They didn't win the cup, but they were in the final. They lost it to Grand Rapids. So you had a team that was so used to winning. And guess who the guys on that team were? Tyler Johnson, J.T.
Brown,
yeah. Kucherov. Yeah. Yeah, those guys, the guys that are the mainstays right now for the Tampa Bay Lightning, that's where they learned to win.
Pushed players out of their jobs. Came in with, went into a room that wasn't used to winning and brought a winning attitude. That's another way and an excellent way to do it because especially when you have guys who think they have jobs and in positions to take this team where they are, but you have just think. We're speculating. But if they can win this year, the importance of that. I think it's the most. It should be the main focus of Jarmo and Billy Zito right now is to really focus on that team and making sure that they're going to do it. And because you've got something special when you have a room full of winners.
Yeah, and let's make that comparison even more so to Tampa. I mean, what did they already have? When those kids came up and joined the lineup, they already had a goaltender in Ben Bishop, okay? This team already has goaltending. They've got Sergei Bobrovsky.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, Korpisalo is trying to make a name for himself right now, too. They had defense in Tampa, and they added to their defense with Anton Stralman. This team now has defense with Seth Jones, Ryan Murray, Jack Johnson, David Savard. And then from there, it's kind of a crapshoot. Zach Werenski might end up being one of those guys. Dalton Prout might be one of those guys. Cody Golubev, who knows, but... You know, you have a little bit of leverage there, but your defense is much more shore up than it has been. And as you said, if you can get Bjorkstrand's going back down to play in the playoffs, Milano's playing in the playoffs, and they all know it And I asked him about it. I just asked Dean Kukan, who's a defenseman that is up right now. I asked him about it the other day. They can't wait to play in the playoffs down there. And that's because that's what you play the game for, right?
And you know what, Bob? I mean, we were in Syracuse and Johnstown together. And if you recall, you don't really see the sun until April, May. And that's why we entitle that playoff weather. So for those guys in Cleveland, I mean, I'm sure it's been pretty dreary up there. I'm sure they're like, wow, well, when we sunshine talk, and well, hockey and well, flip-flops.
You know, we just heard Zach Werenski sounding like he was going to get blown off Lake Erie up there. So, yes, you're right.
But it's so fun. But here, think about what they've done. They've added a young kid who's excited to be there. It's a big draft pick they've all heard about. They've had three guys or four guys now that are going to have they've been infused into the NHL, and they're going to come back with this attitude, a little bit of swagger and appreciation, and it just brings some. I remember walking into the locker room after being called up, and I remember sitting next to a guy who got called up, and I watched him on TV, and then he came back, and it's like we just gravitate towards him because it's just something about it. He's that much more experienced. He's a little bit cooler, and that's fun to be around. So that builds a dressing room, a goaltender that's had success up here. Those guys, him and Forsberg, seem to love each other as people and as teammates. So, listen, they've got a group now that's gone through an experience together up here, down there, and then again back down there. I think it'll be fun to watch.
Another thing I think is going to be really important is being that affiliate is now 2 hours away. The management is going to be there. These guys are going to know they're being watched every game. They're going to be evaluated every game. They know it. They're going to see these guys around. They're going to see Jarmo Kekäläinen. They're going to see Bill Zito, the assistant general manager. They'll probably see John Davidson and who knows who else on the staff. So the pressure is going to be on, and they're going to feel it.
And that's even more important, Bob. It was nothing like having the brass from the Columbus Blue Jackets in the building in Syracuse. And I remember it was a totally different game for everyone because guess what? It's training. It's tryouts. You want to be called up. You want to have that impression. And I think that you nailed it. That is a key. There's no flight involved. They can pop in any time, and that keeps those guys on their toes.
Yep, they will be on their toes, and hopefully, as we said, they will go deep. And a lot of that's going to depend on the goaltending. And Jonas Korpisalo, he's going to get some starts here with Sergei Bobrovsky, but the pressure for him is really going to come when he goes back down there, and then he and Anton Forsberg get the battle to see who's going to take the team deep into the playoffs. Well, that's going to wrap up our season of the Inside Edge. We really appreciate you being there week after week. Again, next week, the Blue Jackets are playing in Toronto, so we won't have a show. This will wrap it up for us. Tomorrow night in Brooklyn against the Islanders, 7 o'clock. You'll be able to hear it right here on The Fan. For Jody Shelley, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long on 97.1 The Fan.
This has been The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McElligott.
And I got two words for you. Game over.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
On your flagship station for the Columbus Blue Jackets, Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.